Why all those debate rules? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The campaigns are in a tizzy because Candy Crowley, the moderator of tonight's town hall debate, says that she will not be merely a fly on the wall. She plans to focus the questions if necessary, in defiance of the carefully negotiated rules, which state the audience member must ask their question as originally submitted, and if the questioner goes off script, the moderator will cut off the questioner and, if necessary, cut off the microphone. In addition, the rules say, the moderator will not ask follow-up questions or otherwise intervene, unquote. So why do you need strict rules like that? Because 20 years ago, almost to the day, at a town hall debate like the one tonight, a young woman asked this question.
How has the national debt personally affected each of your lives?
And she didn't like President George H.W. Bush's initial answer.
It has a lot to do with interest rates.
She's saying you personally.
On a personal basis, how has it affected you?
Has it affected you personally?
This is why you need to cut off the mic. And why you don't want the moderator to get involved, especially since she might mention the R word.
I think she means more the recession, the economic problems today the country faces,
rather than the deficit. You ought to be in the White House for a day.
Whether you're a rich guy who doesn't want to look out of touch or a president who doesn't want to remind people about the economy, there's nothing scarier than an ordinary American insisting on an answer. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.